the tax breaks permanent, saying that would add even more to the national deficit, which they say will cost everyone more in the long run. The U.S. Navy still hasn't released the identities of two crew members who died after ejecting from their F-18 fighter jet before it crashed off the coast of the Florida Keys during a training mission yesterday. And this is USA Radio News.
An amazing song.
You know, I've never told anybody my story.
From Irwin Brothers Entertainment comes I Can Only Imagine.
When I was 11 years old, life was tough.
On March 16th, discover the untold story behind the beloved song that inspired millions.
My dad was a monster, and I saw God transform him, so I wrote this song for my dad.
I Can Only Imagine. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters March 16th. Go to IcanOnlyImagine.com.
A closely watched U.S. House election in western Pennsylvania that saw special voting on Tuesday may not be over yet. Campaign officials for the Republican in the race, Rick Saccone, are reportedly weighing a challenge to the results. By the end of the day yesterday, Democrat Connor Lamb, who's claimed victory, had a less than 700-vote lead on Saccone. Allegheny County's election review process is to begin tomorrow, and once the review is complete, all court challenges would have to be filed within 5 days. Two people killed by package bombings in Austin, Texas, reportedly knew each other. NBC reports say Anthony Stephen House and Draylen Mason went to church together, and they're from prominent black families in Austin. House died earlier this month from a package bombing, while Mason was killed in a similar bombing that happened on Monday. Surveillance video from last month's school shootings in Parkland, Florida, set to be released today. Former student Nicholas Cruz is accused of killing 17 students and teachers at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School on Valentine's Day. And Bill Gates is meeting with President Trump today in the Oval Office. There's been no official word on what the two men are going to discuss. Though Gates has recently been a critic of Trump administration policies, including cuts to foreign aid. Thanks in part to the work of Gates years ago, you can find us online. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Good morning at 11:04. It is 35 chilly degrees. There's a slight chance of rain showers and snow showers between now and 3 p.m. I don't think so. It's bright and sunny. Again, tonight there's a slight chance of snow or rain showers, mostly cloudy with a low of 28. Friday is mostly sunny with a high of 37. Saturday warms up a little more, sunny with a high near 44. Sunday the same, sunny, high near 44. And Monday, before the next possibility of the storm, sunny with a high near 45.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Huntington Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@huntington-chamber.org.
Caesar, ha, who calls? Bid every noise be still, peace yet again. Who is it in the press that calls on me? I hear a tongue shriller than all the music. Cry, Caesar, speak. Caesar is turned to hear. Beware the Ides of March. What man is that? A soothsayer bids you beware the Ides of March. Set him before me, let me see his face. Fellow, come from the throng, look upon Caesar. What sayest thou to me now? Speak once again. Beware the Ides of March. He is a dreamer. Let us leave him. Pass.
Good morning and welcome to the Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jip Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, South County Branch held their annual Makers Day last weekend. We'll tell you how it went. If you missed it, never fear. The North County Branch Makers Day is coming up on Saturday, March 24th. We'll have all the details on this great family event. National Library Week is coming up in April. We'll have some special events, a raffle, and more to celebrate. Jennifer recently went shopping and saw a TV with a broken volume knob on sale for only $19, and she thought to herself, well, I can't turn that down. The 22nd annual Friends of the Hunterdon County Library book sale is fast approaching. Programs and concerts for kids and adults in March. The HCL Outdoor Art Show and Sale. And much more in today's library show.
And much more. You forgot author Libby Cudmore.
Oh, I totally did forget about author Libby Cudmore. Will be joining us on the phone today. What time will she be coming on?
11:15.
11:15? Okay, very good.
That's why I'm playing Peg.
Can we turn off Peg?
No, I asked her what she wanted to hear.
Oh, she wants to hear Peg. Oh, I shouldn't say anything about this.
No, I mean, there was no
fear.
Can we
turn down Peg?
It's done really well.
It's not. It's blasting in my earphones.
I think your headset is up too high.
So she's a Steely Dan fan, but not a Billy Joel fan.
Correct.
And a famous non-Billy Joel fan.
Yes.
Great. So Libby Cudmore, wanted to give us a brief introduction of who she is before we talk to her. Or you want to wait till she comes on the phone?
We can wait. We've had her on. This would be the third time we've had her on the show. She's an author. Her first book, Big Rewind, based on like a Raymond Chandler-esque noir kind of mystery novel. It came out 2 years ago, which I can't believe.
Oh, yeah? So this is her third book coming out?
No.
Oh.
That was just 2 years ago. She's been doing some writing, some essays, some short stories.
Okay.
And she also does Record Saturday Night, where she plays a record every Saturday night and tweets commentary about it. So that's pretty cool. She's way cooler than either of us.
Yes, I know that. Okay, well, should we take care of some business before Libby?
Yeah.
What is the most important things we need to talk about? I think Maker's Day.
Well, and last night, too. I want to hear last night.
Okay, last night, Jennifer is referring to a concert at the Hunterdon County Library. Last night, we welcomed the Borderline Bluegrass Band, a band that's performed for us several times. They say they're playing at the New Jersey Bluegrass Festival at Rutgers in a couple weeks.
Oh, how exciting.
It's a big thing for them.
I called you last night, and I could hear them over the phone. It was pretty good.
Yeah, they're pretty loud. But
Very good.
And they like to play long. All the bluegrass bands just play forever.
I think because they love it more than anything.
Well, that's good. And it really comes through in their performance. Yeah. And the audience loves them. So Bob and Terry Suter and Bob Harris make up Borderline Bluegrass Band. And you just got to tap your toe the whole time. He's an excellent banjo player, and they all have great voices, great harmonies. It's just, if you've never heard Borderline Bluegrass Band, I suggest Googling them and finding out where they'll be.
A lot of times,
besides the New Jersey Bluegrass Festival,
they'll be at Terhune Orchard sometimes in the summer or the fall, down just out over Sourland Mountain in Princeton.
Okay.
So, yeah, you definitely. I'm sorry I missed them last night.
Yes, they were very good. Okay, and then Maker's Day. We mentioned that South County Branch Maker Day was last Saturday. I've heard reports. I missed it, Jennifer, but I heard it. They had a very nice crowd there.
They did. I think having it on a
were
separate day, I wasn't.
Okay.
I saw the pictures. Our new director, James, was there. I think having it on a different day than North County helped it a little bit.
Possibly. Yeah, they don't have as much room as North County Branch Library.
Right.
And speaking of North County Branch Library, they could not do their Maker's Day on Maker's Day proper, so they moved it to March 24th. So you still have a chance if you missed South County Branch's version of it. North County Branch will be holding it on March 24th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. North County Branch is located at 65 Halsted Street, right in the town of beautiful Clinton, New Jersey, Jennifer. So Maker's Day, if you don't know what it is a day to bring together do-it-yourselfers, artists, crafters, computer programmers, and robotics clubs for a day of interactive, creative inventing. All activities are free, and most are available on a walk-up basis while supplies last. Exhibits are in both the library and the community center next door, Jennifer. It's a huge event. Come for an hour or spend the day. There is something for everyone. It's ages 6 to adult. But like I said last week, if you have a child under 6, please don't let that stop you. Please check the library website at hclibrary.us for updates. To the schedule of the North County Branch Library, I just have a few examples. Jennifer, you can pound some metal and engrave a pendant with the Reddington Metalworks. You can watch a first tech challenge scrimmage between three New Jersey robotics teams, Jennifer. Discover what 3D printing is all about. And then take home a 3D printed ID tag. Drive a mini robot or make a paper airplane with WAGS, which stands for We Are Girl Scouts Robotics Team. Design an electronic bookmark using conductive thread and lily pad LEDs. Cheer for your favorite robot in a Lego BattleBots challenge. Build motorized models using bricks for kids, gears, pulleys, and motors. Design a Play-Doh creation, then light it up using squishy circuits, Jennifer. Build a balloon race car with help from the North Huntington High School Science Honor Society. Watch a skilled craftsman at work on a loom and try it yourself. Learn the intricate art of origami with library staff member Mary N.K. Make an LED felt flower and take it home to enjoy. Watch a sewing or quilting demonstration and try it yourself. Design a video game with the help of Game U Design Software. And test out the Oculus Rift 3D virtual reality game. Visit with the Cherryfield Repeaters Club and learn how ham radio operators have been makers for over 100 years. Join an architectural Lego build with Bricks for Kids and construct a famous building. Make slime with the local Etsy business owners of Leopard Print Slime. Try bead stringing, weaving, wire working, or kumihimo. Do you know what kumihimo is? Did I say that right? With Delaware Beat Society. All that, Jennifer, and much more is happening at the North County Branch Library on Saturday, March 24th, between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. It is all free, and it's one of the great family events we have at the Huntington County Library, so I highly suggest going to it. We have a lot of library staff members working it, so you can meet them as well. Just a great day. And
yes.
Our new director, James Keebler, was the staunch advocate or the actual driving force.
He was one of the founders, yeah.
Behind Maker's Day in the state of New Jersey. And now we have him for our very own at the Huntington County Library.
And there's a really nice article on NJ.com today about him.
With a beautiful picture, I understand.
I was going to say with a stellar photograph taken by Jim Thatch.
And they used a picture I didn't suggest. I had a better one that I really used the natural light beautiful.
I don't know why you sent more than one then. Honestly.
I thought it was a no-brainer layup, but I guess I was wrong.
Yeah.
But we used that other one for our own personal promotion. So.
Yes. That's very nice.
So we'll save it.
All right. So let's go to the first commercial break. You can come push my buttons if you don't mind. And I will give Libby a call and get her on the phone. So we will be right back.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses.
Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show, and after that big introduction with all the cymbals and clanging, we'd like to welcome Libby Cudmore to the show again.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I am well. Thank you for taking time out.
Of course.
Jim's pointing, gesticulating with me.
What was that?
Jim's gesticulating at me, my co-host. I'm trying to figure out what button he wants me to push.
Hi, Libby. Okay. How are you?
Jim. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
So what's new?
Not too much. Waiting to hear what you have to say.
All right. Well,
Jennifer's got a lot of questions for you.
She doesn't. Well, actually, I had we had originally scheduled this a couple of weeks ago, and then things kept coming up.
Yeah, I had a baby shower, so.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No, that's fine.
Because my original question was about, you do Record Saturday Night every Saturday night.
Yes.
Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yes, I think this, I'm actually in my third year of doing it. Every Saturday I put a record on my turntable and tweet about it. It's live, it's in real time, and we just, you know, chat about the history of the record, how we feel about it. It's a lot of fun. I've played a lot of really, really good music. And it's just sort of a live listening party. So anyone can join in.
Yeah, I've watched you. You can follow her on Twitter at Libby Cudmore. And then you use the hashtag Record Saturday. Record Saturday night?
8 o'clock Saturday night, every Saturday.
And the week I was going to interview you, you were playing Hall & Oates.
Yes.
And... which is about my era, mine and Jim's era when we were in grammar school / high school. And I can just see, like, I remember, like, spinning and clapping your hands to Private Eyes.
Oh, yeah. It's so good.
Yeah, and I think I you even said something about that.
I think I remember that, yeah. And I'm so mad they're going on tour with Train this year because Train is one of my least favorite bands in the whole world. And I feel like I can't go see Hall & Oates now.
The only thing worse would be if they toured with Billy Joel.
That's true. Actually, I could probably stand that, because there are a couple of Billy Joel songs that I don't terribly mind.
Well, one of the reasons that I'm like, oh, I got to call it, we have to have Libby on the show again, is Sirius had the Billy Joel channel for a while.
I know. We got Radio Margaritaville, too.
Yeah.
And Radio Hotel California. I really think Sirius is out to get me.
Are you not an Eagles fan, or just not Hotel California?
No, I hate the Eagles.
Okay, super. We can save that for next time. But what kicked me off was Billy Joel was talking about Vienna, his song Vienna. And he said, well, I was kind of thinking like Kurt Weill and Three Penny Opera. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, Libby would bust a gut if she heard him comparing himself.
Like, you're looking for someone else to rip off. I see. Okay.
Right. Well, and how can you compare yourself to Kurt Weill?
I know, exactly. You're Billy Joel.
And, and he said, Vienna is a crossroads between East and West, and he served the same purpose during the time of the Ottoman and Holy Roman Empire. He found this to be very symbolic.
Yeah,
and I thought, that's a little deep for him, but...
Yeah, but. I'm surprised. I'll let him have that, and I can make fun of him for something else.
Okay, so...
you're
a huge Steely Dan fan, correct?
Yes, I'm gearing up to see them probably twice this summer.
Wow. I am, yeah. And when you said Peg, I'm like, I don't know what she's talking about. But then when I heard it, I know it.
Of course.
But you do.
And you can't not be in a good mood when you hear that song. It's so energetic.
It is, but due to a bad boyfriend experience in high school, he's not one of my favorite.
Oh, I know.
You know.
It's okay. We can relearn.
Okay. And this weekend, you had a guest star on Record Saturday. You had Rex Parker, who... I know he does Rex Parker Blogspot. He does the New York Times crossword puzzle every day online, and he's my favorite go-to to cheat. but he comments on the puzzle, too, and I love his comments. He's kind of not troll, but like almost not quite cranky, but like that kind of attitude.
Yeah.
And I think it's terrific. So then I realized that you guys kind of followed each other.
Yes. He was my... Arthurian literature professor at Binghamton University in 2004.
Oh, that is so...
is one of my favorite people in the entire universe. He introduced me to Raymond Chandler. We read The Long Goodbye in that class, and I read everything else in the class, just sort of like, okay, well, I'm reading this, and it's good. But I went home, and I think we had to read 5 chapters. I went back to my dorm, and I put on Tom Waits, The Heart of Saturday Night, and I ended up reading the entire book. I couldn't put it down, and it was such a life-changing moment. And I went to his office, and I was like, I need to read everything by Raymond Chandler. And he just gave me stacks of books. He, you know, got me into Dashiell Hammett. He got me into Mickey Spillane. Really, and he would hate me for saying this, although I've said it a million times, and he doesn't listen. He really transformed my life.
Wow.
Like that moment, he was just so instrumental in who I have become now. The Big Rewind would not exist without him.
Right, because that's like based on classic noir.
Mm-hmm. And really, it was in his class that changed. And we stayed in touch for years. He would make me these incredible mixtapes, really introduced me to some great musicians, great bands, the Trash Can Sinatras, Sid Straw. I first heard Elvis Costello listening to his mixes. So he was really, really instrumental. And he's funny. And we actually saw Elvis Costello this summer. He's one of the funniest, just dry and cranky and just really just a great, great person. I absolutely adore him. I'm glad we're still... still friends.
Oh, I think it's... you were like elevated to superstar with me. When I'm like, oh my gosh. So he taught Raymond Chandler in Arthurian literature, or there was a second class you took with him?
No, in Arthurian literature. And
circle it back.
It was one of those things. I mean, this was 10 years ago. So no, it was 14 years ago. So I don't remember all the specifics, but. Really, the idea of looking at a detective novel as a quest, looking at Marlowe as being very pure. There's a whole, you know, the whole idea of the chessboard. I'm really not making a good case here, and I sound like a dope.
No, but I'm intrigued. I'm very intrigued because Arthurian literature is one of my husband's things, and mysteries are one of mine. So now I think we need our own little book club.
Yes. I wish that I had recorded like all of his talks about it, because you realize like, wow, this is not something I would have thought of. But I started as a fantasy writer, and not a particularly good one. But when I heard that, I was like, this is what I'm looking for. I wanted that quest narrative. I wasn't good at the world building, but being able to hear it as the mystery of the quest narrative really sort of turned it all around for me. And it finally, I found something that made sense.
Wow.
And that's what I'm doing.
It's great when one professor or one teacher in your life does that for you.
I know. I was really, really very, very, very lucky.
Yeah, I had a Shakespeare professor like that. At the beginning, yes. At the beginning of the show, I read the bit about the Ides of March from Julius Caesar.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, it's really great when you connect with somebody on that level.
Yeah. And as I said, and he, you know, taught me everything, including, you know, how to make a good cup of coffee, like really an extremely instrumental person in my life.
Priceless. So what have you been writing these days?
I'm working on a couple projects, sort of putting together another novel. Another detective novel, but no, it's kind of still in the early stages. I just finished a sort of marathon short story that I had written for an anthology. It did not get picked up, so...
Oh, dear.
I mean, that's okay. It's one of those... I don't take rejections personally, and for me, a rejection is a chance to send it out to someplace else. So I take them in stride. Mm-hmm. And I actually just got back from teaching at a teen writers conference.
Oh.
In Little Falls, the Pen in Hand Conference,
mm-hmm.
which is my favorite thing to do because I love working with young writers. And because I went to a lot of conferences as a teenager, and they were really, really important to my development as a writer to sort of feel like, okay, this is valid, and meet other writers and be like, wow, you've made a career of this. That's something I can do. And so I like to give back. And one of the things I talk about is sometimes they're so scared of, like, what if somebody rejects it? Like, so? Can you send it out to someone else? Rejection is really, it's not that hard. You get used to it.
And at least somebody read it.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not personal. It's not like, wow, I don't like this person, so I'm going to reject their short story. It just didn't fit. So you go someplace else, and you write more, and you get better, and you just, you know, keep sending it out. In a short story that the Stonefly Corrective picked up called The Redemption of Oren Barry that was rejected by 20-something magazines. And they finally picked it up, and it ended up being a really good fit. I had submitted a couple other things to them. I'm still close with the editors. So it will land where it's supposed to land.
That's a really good attitude to have. Because I just saw Rebel in the Rye. I don't know if you saw the Salinger movie. Oh, you have to see it. It came out in September of last year. And it talks a lot about his early writing and how he kept submitting. He wanted to publish in The New Yorker.
Uh-huh.
Well, what do you mean I can't publish in The New Yorker? Uh-huh. And it was just the process and watching him. And at one point, he destroyed a wonderful relationship with his mentor because the mentor couldn't publish an anthology of his short stories. It was a really interesting process, and I feel like he probably did himself a disservice in the end.
Yeah, absolutely.
You have to
go with it. You have to just realize that, you know, someone will pick it up. I just had a book that it didn't get picked up, and it was, you know, I wasn't happy about it, but it happens. You know, you could put all your hard work into something, and you can write your best, and when I talked to my agent about it, he's like, you'll write another one.
And then maybe in 5-10 years...
What was that?
Yeah, maybe 5 or 10 years you'll pull this one out.
Yeah. And I always... I keep everything, and I like to carve them apart. Like, what might not have worked in one book, you carve out that character and you put them in another situation. And, you know, maybe they just weren't the fit you needed for that character in that book.
Do you, when you write your drafts, do you write them longhand or do you write them on the computer and save them? I was talking to a young writer who had done NaNoWriMo, and she wrote things longhanded and she saved everything because you never knew when you might need a different version of something.
Yeah. A little bit of both. I've talked about this a little on Twitter, and you can find them on my blog. My never updated blog at libbycudmore.com. But I make all my own notebooks. And so I'm a big fan of the longhand draft, but they're usually in very short scenes. Like, I don't set out in a linear fashion, like chapter 1, chapter 2. It's I sort of sketch things out, and I usually start with the opening scene. And if I feel like I've got a good opening scene and a couple others, then I feel ready to take it to the computer and start that draft. And when I can't, when I'm struggling with writing, when I'm, you know, kind of blocked, I will go back to that handwritten draft. And there's something about working it out on paper that will sort of free up that writer's block, as opposed to the laptop. The laptop is too, it's too professional. It's a little terrifying. It feels too much like work.
That's true.
But there's something about journaling. And each of my notebooks is sort of tailored loosely to what I'm going to be writing in it. So when I design the covers, I've actually just moved on to the, I think, third notebook that this new book is in.
Well, your covers are exceptional. I've seen some of them on your never-updated blog.
I will get around to updating it someday. I've been writing for a couple other, I've been writing for Sleuth Fairs. I've been writing for a couple other outlets. Albumism. So I feel like all of my writing goes into that. All my kind of essayness.
And let's what do you read when you're writing, or do you try not to read?
So I don't read as much as I would like to, but I read a lot of shorter stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I just finished Alex DeGroat's Silent City, which I loved, and I did a reading with Alex. And the great thing about doing readings with other writers in your genre is you end up walking home with, like, five books. So you're never out of books, ever, as you know, when your friends are writers. So that's been really great. And I'm actually reading an ARC from my friend Dave Housley at Barrel House. So I'm really enjoying that, too.
Let's circle back to music for a minute. A little bit ago, I don't have a date. Oh, yeah, back at the end of February, you were raving about Sneaker.
Yes.
I've never heard of Sneaker, which is not shocking.
I hadn't either, but my friend, Mike Wooten, who I call Mike 3, I have a lot of Mikes, we met in the area of my tour overlap between my fellow fans of The Shield and my fellow Smooth Music fans. There's like a four-person overlap, and he's one of them. And he had sent me this record because there's a track on it that had been written by Donald Fagen and Walter Becker, Steely Dan, that they had recorded a demo of, and you could find that on The Old Regime, which is all their bootlegs and outtakes. It never ended up on one of their albums, so Sneaker recorded it, and Sneaker's version is actually, dare I say it, better than what the demo sounded like. It's just, there's a certain dimension that fit better with a little more rock and roll band than Steely Dan was. So, but it was, I had never heard it, and it ended up being kind of a weird, cool album.
An early mid-80s seems to be one of your favorite eras?
Yeah.
You did Steppin' Out.
Yeah, late 70s, you know, a lot of singer-songwriters coming out of L.A., Tom Waits, Warren Zevon, and then, yeah, kind of early 80s in the yacht rock era, and then heading into, like, the super 80s with Duran Duran and Cyndi Lauper and, like, the really Flock of Seagulls, all that, like, what you think of when you think of the 80s. And then ends around, you know, kind of tailoring out, or, you know, tapering out of the college rock era of the 90s, ends really around, like, about 1998.
It's, Jim and I are children of the 80s, and I always feel like we have to apologize for our music.
No, I love it. And I love all of it.
We have an oldie station in Philadelphia that on Sunday they play the oldies from the 80s, which kind of puts me out, but...
Yeah, I'm starting to hear, like, the Goo Goo Dolls on classic rock, which weirds me out.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
Oh, last I checked. And then I realized, you know, Dizzy Up the Girl came out in 1997, I think, 98. I'm like, wow, that album is really old.
It's 20 years
I am
now.
Really old. Life is just a march to the grave. So, they get really dark about it, but it's fine.
Who else do you really hate or drives you crazy besides Billy Joel?
This question always gets asked. Right now, I have sort of called a truce on Jimmy Buffett. I don't like him, but my friend Juanita Critch is a romance author, is J. Margot Critch. I love her. She is a huge parrot head, so I'm like, okay, a truce has been called. We had a record Saturday Battle Royale back in September called The Mayhem in Margaritaville, and I think she probably thoroughly bested me, but I... So we've laid down a truce there. I still hate Billy Joel. Eagles really train is, I'm really, really mad at them right now because I really feel like Hall & Oates should be on tour with somebody better because I'm not sure who that tour is for. Like, oh, I want to see two great legends and also a terrible band.
Okay.
Wow, because Hey Soul Sister is such a bad song. It made me hate the band Mr. Mister. Simply by virtue of being in, like, name checked in that song. And Mr. Mister, when they were the band Pages in the late 70s, their album Pages in 1981 was produced by Jay Graydon, and I love it. It is just a wonderful, just sort of smooth yacht rock record, and it flopped, so they went on to become Mr. Mister, and Mr. Mister is terrible.
I went to Great Adventure once to see Mr. Mister on purpose.
What was that?
I went to Great Adventure. Wants to see Mr. Mister on purpose. I did not know better.
No, they were better as Pages.
Are you
really? Check out the OCOE, Original Cat of the 80s, or Official Cat of the 80s? I don't remember the full title. But it's great. It's and you can hear like what would become Mr. Mister. It's off 1981's Pages. It's really good.
Okay, now try to convince me about Phil Collins. Because I love Genesis, but I love Mike Rutherford and Peter Gabriel, Phil Collins.
There's just something about Phil Collins that is it's like this earnest sort of cheesiness.
Okay.
And just, again, like some really, really good hooks. I was actually just in Portland, Oregon, and I picked up a copy of Face Value because I think Don't Lose My Number is a great song. Just got some really, really good hooks. I had a boyfriend in eighth grade who was really into Phil Collins, and so I sort of got into it.
All right, so it didn't turn you off the way Steely Dan. I got turned off from Steely Dan with the ex-boyfriend.
Well, we could work on it.
Okay.
But, I think our song was Groovy Kind of Love. So I still, think of him very fondly when I hear, I know.
That's the one that pushed me. But I loved Mike Rutherford and when he did Mike and the Mechanics, which I'm sure you probably hate.
I'm not a huge fan, but I also don't really pay that much attention to them. I mean, sort of like, okay, I sort of know them vaguely. But we did Invisible Touch on Record Saturday, and we did do Peter Gabriel's So with Brad Abrams. The Magician's Impossible was my guest on that. And we had, we have a lot of fun. It's great. I love having guests on Record Saturday. It's one of my favorite things to do, to have somebody else weigh in on their thoughts. Because I love hearing what people have to say about music and their memories of it, how they found an album, what they think. So that's what it's there for.
Yeah, you played Stepping Out this past Saturday night.
Yes.
With Joe Jackson. And I'm like, think of something clever to say. And I couldn't think of anything to say.
I know. Sometimes, 3 days later, I'm like, I should have said that on Record Saturday, but I didn't. That's the second Joe Jackson record we've played. We played Look Sharp last year, which I should have had Rex Parker, a.k.a. Michael Sharp, on. But we were originally going to do a different record, and I found Stepping Out Night and Day. I found that at the Salvation Army. And he messaged me, like, I hate you. Where did you get this? He's like, I found it. We'll play it this weekend if you want. So he actually shifted to that.
And you're a vinyl person, right?
Yes, 100%.
Not CDs or not?
I mean, I have CDs, but I also, at this point, I don't really have a CD player. I mean, I've got my DVD player and I've got my laptop, but I don't have a freestanding DVD player or CD player. I have an iPod because I can't take my records on the bus. So I do most of my listening on my laptop because I'm in the living room and I can make a playlist. But there really is, you know, when I'm alone in the apartment, my husband's at work, I will just put on a record and just let it play. Lately, I've been doing a lot of jazz. I picked up the reissue of Kind of Blue, which is unbelievable. I'll put on Time Out by Dave Brubeck. I've got a couple Charlie Parker records that I love. A lot of Ramsey Lewis, who I really, really, really adore. So,
do you ever
listen to that?
Do you ever listen to older jazz or just instrumental?
Older jazz. Although actually, I saw Ramsey Lewis at the Blue Note with my friend Matthew Quinn Martin. It's the 50th anniversary of the In Crowd. It was so wonderful. It's so electric.
You need to look for the Pete Jolly Trio.
The Pete Jolly Trio?
Yeah. Do you know them?
No, but send me a link.
Yeah, it's really old school kind of jazz, but it's
nice.
It's nice.
That's what I really like. I did just discover Stacey Kent, who I'm in love with, and I'm trying to go see. I think she's going to be at Birdland this June. But I love listening to WBGO out of Newark because I love Gary Walker. I love listening to it in the morning. I just listen to it online, and that's how I start my morning with coffee and WBGO.
Is there a DJ there named Daniel on that station?
I don't know. I really only get to listen
You'll
to it
in the morning.
Bright and early in the morning.
Okay.
It might be.
I think my sister's boyfriend is a DJ on that station.
I
think so. I know it's a jazz station in Newark, and there can't be that many.
Yeah, it's probably WBGO. That's
that would be
cool.
Funny.
So,
Jim, do you have any questions, any criticisms of my music tastes that you would like to share?
No, you mentioned Elvis Costello and Joe Jackson, so I like both of them too. When I was a freshman in college, the guy who lived next door, all freshman year, played either Joe Jackson, and I knew nothing of either one of these. And by the end of my freshman year, I was a huge fan because just listening through those paper thin walls, I knew everything about Elvis Costello and Joe Jackson.
Yeah, no, the album Blood and Chocolate. I've been listening to a lot lately. I just love it. And actually, this is a good Rex Parker, Michael Sharp story. So Elvis Costello played nearby. He played a brewery on the gang, which is right up the road from me. And when he's playing Imperial Bedroom, and we went, and his wife went, and then their friends joined us. We had a nice little, you know, sitting out there on a blanket. It was a beautiful summer evening, and he started to play Watching the Detective. And there was that moment, and you always have that, like, at every concert, where you're like, he knows I am here, and he is playing it just for me. This is my song. He's playing it for Michael and I because we like detective fiction. So it was just like, I think he grabbed my knee, and we both screamed like little girls. It was great. That was like the highlight of the concert for me. So it's like, oh my God, he's playing Watching the Detective. This is so great.
That does seem to happen at every concert, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's such a nerdy moment. I love it. It was great. So, but I know I'm really starting to get more into him, and it's sort of my current obsession: Elvis Costello and Stacey Kent.
Now, are you Bruce? Yes or no?
Careful here,
neutral.
Libby.
Jim is huge Bruce.
Yeah, it's like every Bruce Springsteen song I hear I like, but I don't like own any of it. So,
Jim
does speak it out.
Oh, he does. Jim even saw the Bruce Springsteen on Broadway earlier this year.
My agent saw that. He said it was great. My agent gets to see everything, and I'm super jealous.
Wow, yeah.
I know. Wow.
So.
Well, Jennifer, what about you? Let's hear yours.
I've already admitted to Billy Joel.
Okay. Who do you dislike?
Who do I dislike? I said Phil Collins.
Phil Collins wrote the music to the Disney movie Tarzan.
I'm aware. We talked about last week how since the Sherman Brothers, the Disney music has gone downhill.
But see, Phil Collins kept it going for a little while.
And so did Elton John, but that doesn't mean. Doesn't mean. I'm a huge musical fan, but more classical music. Have you seen Hamilton?
I have not, and I actually have no interest in it.
Okay. I like the music. the storyline. But I really, like...
The storyline is a true story.
I know, but, you know, you've heard it. You've seen the monument, you've heard it, if you live in New Jersey. So, is there anything else you'd like us to know?
No, I think he's got me on everything.
All right, well, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thanks so much for having me. I always love chatting with you.
Yes, we'll have you again.
Yes, please.
Real soon.
I will have new music to criticize, I'm sure.
Okay, yeah, I'm sure you will. Then do you have Saturday night record picked out already?
I do, but I'm not telling.
You're not
you have
telling?
To check in Saturday morning at Libby Cudmore.
Okay.
To find out what it is.
All right, so everybody remember to do that. Follow Libby and see what's going on Saturday night.
Yeah, all right. See you all there.
All right, thanks so much. Good talking
thanks,
to you.
Thanks, Libby.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So that was Libby Cudmore, and record enthusiast.
Yes.
Really?
She's very knowledgeable. She's a very good speaker.
Yes. Yes.
Very, engaging. When she talks.
Yeah, I hope she comes to the New Jersey. She's in upstate New York. I hope she comes down to New Jersey pretty soon.
Where does she live again?
Upstate New York.
Upstate New York.
I'm not sure how far upstate. But so should we go to our last commercial break?
Let's do that.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody out there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to the Library Show with Jim Thatch and Jennifer Winberry.
It's time for Today in History. We're just going to run through and I got some trivia questions for Jennifer, too. So we'll end the show with some trivia.
Okay.
Starting with Today in History. Every week I ask Jennifer some questions about events that happened on the current date. It's March 15th. And also some people who were born on March 15th. I'll give her their names and see if she knows who they are just by hearing their names. Okay, Jennifer, on this date, Julius Caesar, dictator of the Roman Republic, is stabbed to death by several Roman senators. My question for you is, what was the year? We know the date, March 15th. What year did this happen?
And I know it's alleged like 32 times is the accepted number. I don't know the year.
44 BC.
Wow.
Okay, so 1781, Jennifer. American Revolutionary War trivia. The Battle of Guilford Courthouse. 1900 British troops under General Cornwallis defeat a mixed American force numbering 4,400, Jennifer, in what they call a Pyrrhic victory. What does Pyrrhic stand mean?
It's an empty victory.
You're on the right track, yeah. Yes. It means it was a victory, but at like what cost?
Right, like they probably lost more people than...
Yes.
And what did they end up getting? Like it was... The area they were fighting for. Was
you are correct. 1916, Jennifer, Woodrow Wilson sends 4,800 United States troops into Mexico. Why?
I don't know.
To pursue and try to catch Pancho Villa.
Hmm.
And then finally, Jennifer, who was elected the first president of the Soviet Union in the state in 1990?
Mikhail Gorbachev.
Correct. Born on this day, Jennifer, in the year 270, St. Nicholas.
He is the saint which Santa Claus is modeled after.
Correct. Famous for giving secret gifts. I guess he's still alive because Santa Claus is still alive. 1941, Jennifer, we should have mentioned this gentleman to Libby Cudmore. Mike Love was born in 1941.
You should have because she would have known and I don't. Unless he's related to Courtney Love.
No.
Okay.
Mike Love had three cousins that were in the band with him. Mike Love was lead singer for the Beach Boys.
Oh. Hmm.
And I think one of the most despicable people in the world of rock and roll. For okay. many reasons we can't go in today because we don't have the time, Jennifer. If we had the time, the rest of the show would have been taken up with my displeasure. Of one Mr. Mike Love. And then finally, 1955, Dee Snider was born.
You know Dee Snider. The lead singer, Twisted Sister.
You know that. That's funny. Okay, I guess I got 20.
He had really long hair, too.
I got 20 trivia questions.
Nobody
for
died
you
today?
To end the show. Nobody that interested me.
Okay.
My apologies.
Okay, go.
Okay, Jennifer. We got 5 minutes. I think we can get this in. 10 general trivia questions first. The Winter Olympics just wrapped up in Pyeongchang, Jennifer. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where will the next Olympic Winter Olympics be held in 2022?
Nope.
Beijing, China.
Hmm.
The Battle of the Ironclad Ships ends in a draw at the Battle of Hampton Roads. What were the name?
Monitor and Merrimack.
Very good. Polaris or the North Star, Jennifer, can be found in what constellation?
And the Big Dipper.
That's incorrect. We're looking for the Little Dipper or Ursa Minor. The North Star. P.T. Barnum founded the Barnum Bailey Circus and is the topic of the movie The Greatest Showman. What does PT stand for?
Peter Thomas.
Phineas Taylor. What movie won the Oscar for Best Picture at last weekend's Academy Awards?
Guillermo del Toro thing about underwater.
What a strange name for a movie.
No,
the Shape of Water.
Shape of Water.
What is the top color in a rainbow?
Violet.
Red. What song does Bill Murray wake up to every morning in the movie Groundhog Day?
I'm All Right.
That's Caddyshack. I've got you, babe. Within 5 hours, Jennifer, how long did it take Charles Lindbergh to fly across the Atlantic Ocean in his famous solo flight from New York to Paris? 33 hours, 30 minutes. What was launched into space on February 6, 2018 and can be tracked through the website space.com? A Tesla Roadster.
Really?
And in Greek mythology, Jennifer, what happens if you look Medusa in the face?
You turn to stone.
Very good. Okay, Jennifer, I'm going to give you four things. One of them does not belong. You tell me
like
which one.
That Sesame Street song, one of these things?
No,
not,
not
like
at all.
Other.
Number one, which one of these movies, Jennifer, did not win an Academy Award for Best Picture? Good Will Hunting, Rain Man, Silence of the Lambs, Driving Miss Daisy.
Silence of the Lambs.
Incorrect. Good Will Hunting did not win. Which one of these U.S. presidents served more than one term? George H.W. Bush, John Quincy Adams, U.S. Grant, or Herbert Hoover?
Who didn't serve one?
Who did serve more than one term? Three of them only served one term.
Oh,
one
really?
One of them served more.
Tell me again.
Bush Sr., Quincy Adams, U.S. Grant, or Herbert Hoover?
Grant.
Correct. Grant served more than one term. Which one of these is not a Beach Boys song, Jennifer? Don't Worry Baby, Heroes and Villains, Do It Again, Endless Summer.
Do It Again.
Endless Summer is the name of an album, not a song, Jennifer, by the Beach Boys. Which famous racehorse never won the Kentucky Derby? Man of War, Secretariat, Seattle Slough, American Pharoah.
Seattle Slough.
Man of War. Did not run in the Kentucky Derby. Which of these artists or singers never sung the theme song to a James Bond movie? Madonna, Beyonce, Sheryl Crow, Tina Turner.
Madonna.
Beyonce. Which of the following is not a U.S. state capital? Tallahassee, Boston, Kansas City, Santa Fe.
Tallahassee.
Kansas City. you don't watch Game of Thrones, do you?
Should I
skip it?
Yep.
Or you don't want to take a guess?
No.
Okay, which of the following celebrities has died, Jennifer? Doris Day, Jerry Lee Lewis, Angela Lansbury, B.B. King. Which one is dead?
I believe it's... No, I don't. I was going to say Jerry Lee Lewis, but I don't... Yeah, Jerry Lee Lewis. Let's say that.
B.B. King.
Huh.
Which was never a color of a Crayola crayon? Angel Food Cake, Tumbleweed, Manatee, Fuzzy Wuzzy.
I don't know the new colors. Fuzzy Wuzzy.
Angel Food Cake. I made that one up.
What color's Fuzzy Wuzzy?
I don't know. Which is not the title of a Dr. Seuss book? One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Blue Fish? Mrs. Brown Can Moo, Can You? If I Ran the Zoo, Hop on Pop.
The second one.
Mrs. Brown Can Moo, Can You?
Yes.
Correct, because it's Mr. Brown Can Moo, Can You? Very good. That's it, Jennifer.
That's it. I just, in the half a minute we have left, I want to talk real fast about the VA Claims Clinic that will be at the Headquarters Library this coming Tuesday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Learn about VA benefits, compensation, pension, vocational rehabilitation, employment, and educational benefits, who should come, veteran service members, and dependents looking for more information. And this is hosted by the Office of Assemblyman Andrew Zwicker and Roy Fryman and the Veterans Department, the Department of Veterans Affairs from Newark. So definitely stop in. So thank you for listening. Remember, you can call, go online, or stop in. Your library is always there for you.
Good night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
They're out of control. Russia is.
That's Republican U.S. Senator John Cornyn reacting to news that the Trump administration is now following through with sanctions against Russia for meddling in the 2016 presidential election. The sanctions authorized by Congress months ago.
You see what happened in the United Kingdom, and I was glad to see Nikki Haley, our ambassador to the United Nations, take such a strong stand against that sort of activity.
Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin says in a statement the sanctions will confront and counter Russian cyber activity, including attempted interference in future U.S. elections. First Lady Melania Trump is set to have talks with tech leaders next week about cyberbullying. The Tuesday session will include leaders from Facebook, Google, Amazon, Twitter, and Snap. And this is USA Radio News.
Life needs to be enjoyed with family and friends, to laugh and to share. Tragically, addiction to alcohol and drugs can ruin that. Isn't it time to make a change? If drugs and alcohol is a problem in your life or someone you care about, it's time to make a change. The Watershed Addiction Treatment Programs have been offering amazing life-changing results since 1998. The Watershed Addiction Treatment Program has successfully helped over 50,000 people get their life back. The Watershed knows how to help you recover and promises to help you begin your change. Your new life can begin right now with just one simple call to 877-480-4777 or online at thewatershed.com. That's 877-480-4777 or online at thewatershed.com. We are open 24/7 and all calls are confidential and free. Call now, 877-480-4777 or online at thewatershed.com.